I'm Ann Mall.
You have this bright yellow vest that says bike info on it. Talk about what you're doing.
Steve Smith has been working with Tanya Allen with the city to get prepared for the increase in volume. And Steve had the idea to put ambassadors out on the trail to help with people who haven't been riding their bike at all, who might be getting a bike out of their garage that's 20 years old, which we had today, and that they might need help navigating some of the changes. And some people don't know the bike rules on etiquette for bikers and walkers and runners. So our job is to help educate, to help support, and to encourage people to be out there. And the bottleneck parts, like on the Rio Grande River Trail here on 8th, where we have these new entrance and exits to help people slow down, know which way to go so they can come into town.
What made you decide to take this task on?
I live on Midland. My backyard literally touches Midland, and I wanted to be part of the solution, not the problem. I was worried about being able to get out of my neighborhood to get to work because I work up at Spring Valley and further up the valley. And I figured the traffic was going to be so bad. I worked on getting my own e-bike, and then at that time e-bikes were not legal everywhere, so I got involved in that piece. And then I realized I walk the trail with my dogs at night. So I wanted to be part of educating people instead of being frustrated with people. So I'm taking time off from work to do this for a couple of days each week in order to help people feel successful and help people like today we were able to do that.
So today being the opening day of the closure of the Grand Avenue Bridge, what were some of the most common situations you came across this morning?
Most common situations were people really smiling and happy to be on the trail, but maybe going a little too fast because they were so excited to be out. So it's particularly down there in the area near Two Rivers and the confluence, it's really tight. So getting people to slow down. One of the common problems we're seeing is people are not giving an auditory warning when they're passing each other on the trail, which can be if you have two walkers and a bike is going by, they should give a warning either saying something like on your left or use a bell to give warnings before they pass. So one, they don't frighten the people. Two, they don't end up colliding on a curve. One of the things we realized is we need to learn how to say that also in Spanish because sometimes we would say something and clearly they didn't understand. So I'm going to need to learn how to give that direction.
It's derecha is right and izquierda is left. So we need to be able to say at least those two words in Spanish. That would be really great. Any problems?
No major problems. A couple of people look surprised to see us out. I think they probably do the trail every day and kind of frowned at us when we asked them to slow down a little bit, but that's okay. A few people had problems with their chains, so we worked on the chains. Steve gave us tools that were donated by the construction company here to help us fix the bikes. We put some bells on some bikes. We fixed a flat tire. We fixed a couple chains. We've handed out information and directions on best ways to get somewhere. One of the doctors came through with his stethoscope on and asked us what was the best way to get to the hospital. So we're preventing problems, I hope, more than having to address them.
What would you tell people who maybe haven't biked into Glenwood or through Glenwood in the mornings? What's your advice?
I would say don't be afraid to get on your bike. Give yourself a little extra time to enjoy the view, to say hello to the people you pass, and to do your best to get a helmet. A lot of people were not wearing helmets today, and even though it's a bike path, we highly recommend it. We're giving out bells. If you don't have a bell for your bike, just see one of us with these vests on and we'll give you a bell to put on your bike.